for giving me the chance to speak the word. I pray that the glory and the grace of God upon his life will continue to increase. It will not decrease and will find expression as I speak tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to start by saying that this month, as we all knew that it is our month of praise, we have been looking at the series in our midweek services that says, Unveiling the Blessings Embedded in Praise. Unveiling the blessings embedded in praise. Ignorance is a thief. Ignorance steals from us. But when you know, the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. When you know, when you have a key to a house, you don't struggle. When you know the blessings in praise and you engage in it, automatically everything good will fall in place for you. And that shall be your testimony today in the name of Jesus Christ. By introduction, we have learned that praise focuses on the efficacy of what is written and not what is happening. Praise focuses on the efficacy of what has been written in the Word of God, not the current circumstances, not what the devil is painting, not what the devil is showing you. You might have had a dream that is scaring you. You might have heard some news that are not good to hear. But what God has said concerning that situation is what we hold. That which the devil is painting for you will not hold. In the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 56 verse 4 says, In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Verse 10 says, In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. Focused on the word of God. Not focused on the prevailing circumstances. Understanding what the word says gives us victory at every step on the way. Understanding what the word of God says concerning that situation that you are going through gives you victory over every battle of life. It says, this is why we do not just praise God for what has happened, but what we are to praise God for, things to happen. We praise God for things to happen. We don't just praise God for what has happened. We don't just praise God for what God has done in our lives, but what we are yet to realize. But we have seen in the Spirit. And so as you give thanks to God tonight, as you have been giving thanks to God since the beginning of this month, special thanks to God, God is going to look down and say, Who is this? Who is this giving me thanks? God will see that situation. I will remove every obstacle from your ways. In the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7 says, Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the heart yield and increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The kind of blessing that God is going to do, or the kind of blessings that God is going to give you, will fear the whole world. Everyone will see it, and they will want to come and worship your God. They will want to come and praise your God, because it's going to be a special kind of blessing. That is what the word of God says. Unveiling the blessings embedded in praise. That means there are some blessings that you receive, special blessings. Not just the general blessings that everybody knows, are familiar with. These are separate special blessings that God wants to give you. And you must be expectant. You must prepare yourself for it. How? By giving thanks to God. What are these blessings? We have been looking at this since the beginning of the month, and we have been told that praise provokes divine intervention in that hurdle that you want to cross. You need divine intervention, but you have to engage yourself in praise. Don't just wait. Don't think. Don't use all your time to sleep it off. This month is almost going again. We have been told to engage in praise. Find yourself in the atmosphere of praise. Give thanks to God at all times. In your bathroom, on your bed, while you are sleeping, you are waking up, the praise of God is in your mouth. And every obstacle shall be removed. In the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. We saw how David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guarded with a linen of effort. God knows you. He knows your voice. You may not have the voice to sing melodiously like our overcomer's voice. But your own song, God knows your voice. God hears it. God understood the melody in your own voice. Don't say, I don't know how to sing. Don't say, I don't know how to present a song. Sing your own song in your own heart. Let the Lord hear you clearly, and your blessings will come down mightily in the name of Jesus. To experience fearful blessings, we must give God fearful praise. To experience fearful blessings, you need to give God fearful praise. For you to experience the kind of blessings that you have never seen before, you must do what you have never done, the kind of praise you have never given to God before. You must give it to God. You must do something different from what you have always done before. And God will answer you speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, we have learned that praise provokes supernatural favor. Praise provoked supernatural favor. To experience strange favor, we must give God strange dimension of praise. In Esther chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, we saw how Esther put on her royal apparel, which symbolizes the spiritual garment of praise, and she obtained favor as the king said to her to ask anything to the half of the kingdom and shall be given to her. Also, Mark chapter 6, verse 21 to 23, we saw Herodias' daughter who danced away into favor with the king Herod, as the king vowed to give her whatever she asked, even to the half of the kingdom. If a man could do that to a fellow human being, how much more our God? God required our praise. He demands our praise. He desires our praise. He delights in our praise. As a matter of fact, praise is our God's food. When you don't give a child food that he needs to grow, automatically that child is going to be malnourished. If you fail to give God his food, you are starving God. And when you starve God, the blessing that is supposed to come down will not come down. I pray that your blessing will come down speedily tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, we have learned that praise provokes vengeance in the camp of our enemies. Praise provokes vengeance in the camp of our enemy. Very quickly, number four, it says praise releases fresh oil upon believers. Praise releases fresh oil upon believers. Praise is a covenant platform for encounter with fresh oil. When you want that fresh oil of anointing upon your head, where things will just be happening to you effortlessly, you need to have a habit of giving thanks to God at all time, every now and then. Then the oil the anointing oil will not be scarce on your head. You will see things happen to you effortlessly. Today, which is number 5 that we are going to be looking at, part 5 of this teaching, it says, praise provokes manifestations of signs and wonders. God works wonders in praise. Just as we have learned, Exodus chapter 15, verse 11 says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Fearful in praises, that means it discomfits your enemies even while you are praising God. Those enemies that you don't even know about. You know, we sleep every day, we wake up, we don't even know what happened at the other end. Those enemies that have been trailing you, that you have not seen before, God discomfits them even in praise. As you give thanks to God, God begins to win your battles behind the scene. Our breakthrough heritage in redemption is often being considered with by principalities and powers. I come again on that. It says our breakthrough heritage in redemption is often being contended with by principalities and powers. Brethren, take note of this. Every blessing that God gives to you, the enemy wants to contend with it. Take note of that. Every good thing that the Lord has given to you, the enemy is always there to turn it around, to change it over. You are the one that will not allow the enemy to have his way. I used to hear something that, as Christian, if you allow the witches and wizard to kill you, at the end, the witch or the wizard gives his life to Christ. He's going to heaven. You are the one that will not allow him. How? Give God thanks when you are supposed to give God thanks, so that he can always be behind you. So that even those enemies, those witches and wizards that are running to afflict you in any way, they will not have the chance to afflict you. Because remember that tomorrow the wizard can repent. Yes. So that we need this understanding that, and it's a secret that people in the world don't know about, that giving thanks to God, giving praise to God at all time is even more than praying forever. Because when you give thanks to God, when you give praise to God, God comes into the situation. When you pray for something, God still sends his angel. I'm hearing my daughter speaking or praying. Please go and answer. But when you give God thanks, you are giving God his food. And he will come into your situation today in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9 says, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. To every blessing of God in your life, God has given you just to see a tip of the iceberg. He's expecting you to come back and give him praise so that you can see the rest. God has shown you his finger. He just showed you that little blessing, and you thought that is the end of the blessing. He's expecting you to come back and give him praise so that you can see his hand. When you give God thanks for his finger, you will automatically see God's hand. And that shall be your testimony today in the name of Jesus Christ. We saw all the barriers, including the Red Sea, gave way to Israel because of God's presence. When they got to the seaside and they looked back, they saw the Egyptians' army running after them, following them. And when they looked to the front, they saw the sea. What did they do? They started giving praise. They started giving thanks. God showed up in their midst and the sea parted way for them. Wherever the enemy has blocked the way for you, as you give thanks today, God is making ways for you in the name of Jesus Christ. But God only dwells in the midst of praise. God does not dwell in the midst of thinking. God does not dwell in the midst of depression. God dwells in the midst of praise. God wants to dwell in your praise tonight so that he could bless you. No matter what the devil might have done to you, no matter what kind of affliction that you are going through right now, There is no mountain that is too big for our God to climb. There is no valley that is too deep for our God to go into. He's going to go into that situation tonight, and he will bring you out victorious in the name of Jesus. High praise will clear all barriers of the path of any believer. High praise will clear off all the barriers of the path of any believer. Acts chapter 16, verse 25, as I round up. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 30. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's hands were loosed. You are getting loose tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. From every bandage that the enemy has bound you with, God is loosening you out tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep and seeing that the prison door opened, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" "So shall your enemy kneel down at your foot to ask you, what will I do?" The blessing that God is going to give to you, the miracle that God is going to do in your life, will bring your enemies to their knees under your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know that you have received the blessings tonight. I know that you know what to do to get your praise tonight, to get your blessings tonight. Why not rise up on your feet and give glory to God for this very short exhortation that you have heard tonight? As we are going to be giving praise to our God, as we are going to be giving thanks to our God, his blessings is coming down onto you like never before. Not the kind of blessing that you have seen before, not what you can even think about. That is what God is set to do to you tonight. Do you want to give thanks to God? You want to give praise to him? Father, we thank you. We return all the glory to you for what you are set to do in our lives tonight. Father, we give you all the glory. At this junction, I want all eyes to be closed, and I want all heads to be bowed. I want to say this time that if you have not given your life to Christ, if you have not said, "Jesus, receive me," or peradventure you have given your life to Christ but you have gone back, this is another opportunity for you to do so. You can never quantify the kind of blessing that God is set to give to you if only you can come back to him and say, "Father, I am sorry." At this time, I want you to say this after me. "Father, I have come again to you tonight. Receive me into your fold. Forgive me all my sins." If you are watching us online, please say this prayer as I'm saying it. Or if you are in-house, please just put your hand on your chest and continue to say what I'm saying right now. "Father, I have come back to you again. Forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the book of life as I have accepted you as my Lord and my Savior. Give me the strength to overcome sin and not to go back there again. Write my name back in the book of life to live and to reign with you forever and ever. Amen." It is as simple as that. You are now a child of God. You're going to be asking God to come into your life mightily, and the spirit that makes you to sin will go out of your life forever, and you will reign with Christ as you have declared in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have done so, please look at the screen. The technical is going to be displaying, a link, please, or a number that you can call us. One of our pastors will be praying with you, and you continue with Christ. Are you ready to give God praise? Are you ready to give it back to our God tonight? Please wear your dancing shoes. The Lord is going to come down to look at what you are doing and to give you your blessings. We are going to invite the Overcomer's voice to please give us
Hallelujah.
High priest.
I will lift up my voice. I will joyfully sing for all you have done for me and for who you are. You are the song that I sing, melody in my heart, the reason I live, Jesus,
to praise you, Lord.
I will lift up my voice.
I will joyfully sing
for all you have done,
for all you have done for me and for who you are.
You are the song that I sing.
You are the song that I sing.
Oh, melody.
Praise the Lord. We are going to do that again. But before we do that, we are going to share the communion. As we are face to face with this communion again tonight, representing the flesh and the blood of Jesus, can you stretch forth your hand and begin to appropriate the blessings to yourself? Father, we pray that you turn this to the flesh and the blood of Jesus Christ. And everyone online with whatsoever they have representing the bread and the flesh and the blood, Father, sanctify in the name of Jesus. As we partake of this tonight, everything that we want in our lives, Father, you will give to us in the name of Jesus. And anything that we don't want that is contrary to your will, Father, remove them in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Please give high praise with quality thanksgiving to God.
Let us shout, He reigns, He reigns. Oh, my God. Oh,
praise the Lord. I am more than a conqueror. The Lord has discomfited your enemy by that praise. Please put your hands together for the Lord and have your seat. Very quickly, as we round up in this service tonight, please listen to the following announcement, the recap of our announcement. Our covenant hour prayer continues tomorrow till Saturday, on ground and online. Please call the teleconference line that are displayed on the screen and use the conference ID that is displayed to connect. Take advantage of this platform for your continuous spiritual growth. The time is 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. daily and 10 a.m. on Saturday. If you have not been joining us, I don't want to say that you are missing. You are not missing. You will not miss out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every service that God calls us onto is a banquet, and he has blessings in every service. Please avail yourself of this opportunity. Try to come in person if you can. If you cannot, please join online. The Lord bless you as you do. Winners Satellite Fellowship on Saturday at 6 p.m. Please look at our bulletin and check whichever address is closest to you. Join any address, anywhere. You can even make your home a WSF center. If you want to do so, please meet any of our pastors and they will direct you on how to become a home cell provider. The Lord bless you as you come Saturday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Good news. Variety and praise night. Please come and experience praise and worship in the atmosphere charged with God's presence. Healing and anointing at the Youth Alive Fellowship hosted Variety and Praise Night. Activities include All Nations Praise Kids, dance, drama, as we have heard. I'm not going to read through all. We have heard about it on Friday. Please don't be left out. Praise the Lord. Next Sunday at Winners Chapel International, Calgary. Our next Sunday service, September 25th, 2022, shall be the last in the series of Showers of Blessings service. The priesthood Showers of